This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A motorcycle suicide bomber killed at least 8 people near a gathering of Muslim clerics in Kabul, Afghanistan, after they had issued a fatwa against suicide bombings. VOA's Penny Dixon reports on the latest in a series of attacks to hit the city.
A witness said the bomb exploded at the entrance to a giant tent near residential buildings in the west of Kabul after most of the clerics had left. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, which underlines deteriorating security ahead of parliamentary and district council elections set for October 20. The Taliban, fighting to restore strict Islamic rule after their 2001 ouster at the hands of U.S.-led troops, denied involvement. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
An estimated 25 people, including at least 3 children, were killed and nearly 300 were injured Sunday in the most violent eruption of Guatemala's Fuego volcano in more than 4 decades. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
Rescuers went door-to-door looking for victims after Fuego spewed a 5-mile stream of red-hot lava and a plume of ash around the capital, Guatemala City. It's the biggest eruption of Fuego in more than 40 years, but the volcano has become more active this year, and this is its second eruption since January. Thousands of people have been evacuated so far by the country's emergency services. In an address to the country, Guatemala's president called the eruption a national emergency.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. China warned the United States Sunday that any agreements reached on trade and business between the two countries will be void if Washington implements tariffs and other trade measures. The warning came as the two countries ended their latest round of talks in Beijing. This is VOA News. A close aide to new Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Monday rejected any prospect of early elections despite his Socialist Party being well short of the majority in parliament. The Socialist Party holds only 84 of 350 seats. Sanchez was propelled to the head of government Friday after convincing an unlikely alliance of anti-austerity and nationalist parties to oust the conservatives over a corruption scandal. An anti-immigration party won the most votes in Slovenia's election over the weekend. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports that mirrors the rise of the far right in other Eastern European states.
An anti-immigration party has won Slovenia's general election. But despite winning the most votes late Sunday, the Slovenia Democratic Party could struggle to cobble together a coalition. Its hardline stance on immigration has left it short of potential partners. And if it fails to woo any partners, the centre-left runner-up will probably get a crack at forming a government. Some say another election soon can't be ruled out.
That was Lucy Fielder from Reuters News. North Korea's top 3 military officials have been removed from their posts. The South Korean media reports come as U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un prepare to meet on June 12th in Singapore. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said that all 3 of North Korea's top military officials were believed to have been replaced. However, the spokesman for the Unification Ministry would only confirm 1 replacement. Will U.S. President Donald Trump sit down with special counsel Bob Mueller in the Russia probe? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president has said he wants to talk with Mueller, but his legal team's not so sure.
Leaning toward not.
Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani tells ABC's This Week the Mueller team already has access to dozens of witnesses and more than 1 million documents.
You got everything you need. What do you need us for?
Giuliani's boosting the legal team's claim in a letter sent to Mueller in January before he joined the team that the president cannot be subpoenaed to go before a grand jury. But Giuliani's also distancing himself from the idea that the president might issue himself a pardon, which Giuliani says would be unthinkable. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British authorities have announced plans for a revamped counterterrorism strategy that, amid reports that dozens of convicted extremists will be released from prison this year. As part of the program, domestic security services will be allowed to share information on people of concern with other government agencies, local authorities, and businesses. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of VOA.